Hey there, this is your one and only personal astrophysicist, Rohit Agrawal, right there, bringing a brand new series for our podcast, Astrophysics. So, this series we are starting now is called AstroTech. Whatever technology that we are using currently or in future in astronomy and astrophysics, we'll be discussing all of that in this particular series. So, stay tuned with us. And so this is going to be a short series. In this we'd be creating episodes of only maximum 10 minutes, so we have a very less time. And let us get started with our today's agenda, which is Dyson sphere. So a Dyson sphere is a hypothetical megastructure that completely encompasses a star that captures the large percentage of its power output. The concept is a thought experiment that attempts to explain how a spacefaring civilization, you know what spacefaring civilization is? Yes, that the civilization which has sort of existence in space. So would meet its energy requirements once those requirements exceed what can be generated from the home planet's resources only. So what our home planet's resources are, like kettle energy and hydraulic energy, whatever we are using today to generate electricity is our home planet's resource. And when these resources end and our energy requirements exceed what all is there, so then we'd be needing we'd be needing Dyson sphere ultimately for our power requirements. Only a tiny fraction of star's energy emissions reaches the surface of any orbiting planet. So this is with us. We are developing solar panels, but there is very less usage of that. Building structures encircling a star would enable a civilization to harvest far more energy. Okay, so this was the basic idea of the Dyson sphere. So how it was derived? The first contemporary description of the structure was by Olaf Stapledon in science fiction novel Star Maker, which was released in 1937, in which he described every solar system surrounded by a gauze of light traps which focused the encompassing solar system energy for intelligent use. The concept was later popularized by Freeman Dyson. Now you must be very clear that how Dyson sphere came into being. So it was derived from Freeman Dyson, who gave the birth to this idea. In his 1960 paper, Search for Artificial Stellar Resources of Infrared Radiation, Dyson speculated that such structures would be the logical consequence of the escalating energy needs of the technological civilization that would be a necessity for its long-time survival. He proposed that searching for such structures could lead to the detection of advanced, intelligent, and extraterrestrial life. So if you're searching for Dyson sphere, then maybe we'd be searching for extraterrestrial life. Or maybe intelligent life. Different types of Dyson spheres and their energy harvesting ability would correspond to levels of technological advancement on the Kardashev scale. Since then, other variant designs involving building an artificial structure or series of structures to encompass a star have been proposed in exploratory engineering or described in science fiction under the name Dyson sphere. So this means that Dyson sphere is a basic idea for that mega structure. So exploratory engineering is now this idea of Dyson sphere is brought up from fiction, science fiction, to exploratory engineering. So these later proposals have not been limited to the solar power stations, with many involving habitation and industrial elements. Most fictional depictions describe a solid shell of matter enclosing a star, which was considered by Dyson himself at least plausible variant of the idea. In May 2013 at the Starship Century Science, so there is a fun fact, in May 2013 at the Starship Century Symposium in San Diego, Dyson repeated his comments that he wished that the concept had not been named after him. That was his greatness. So now this was all that we had then idea of Dyson sphere. We discussed what all was Dyson sphere, how the origin of concept, means how fiction brought up with this, and then feasibility, and then variance, and then search for mega structures. Then feasibility, let us discuss about some feasibility. For the matter of fact, we are not feasible to create such structure for, I think, the next 100 years, you know, because it according to research, it require more than 10 to the power of 16 metric tons of metal, and that is certainly impossible to create out of Earth's resources. So we have to get interstellar, we have to get interplanetary first to create such a mega structure, and it require a huge amount of energy. Even I'm saying huge, that means huge. Because, you know, you are going to put that 10 to the power of 16 metric tons of elements or maybe metals into the orbit around sun and create a web around sun that is literally impossible for our today's technology. So that means you if there is a one, there is one possible way to do this, which is a very time consuming process, but still that is possible, that the mass of Mercury is 10 to the power 20 metric tons and it's mostly composed of metals and it is very near to sun. So if we do mining there and if we create a 1 kilometer diameter hexagonal solar trapping tiles or something and launch them one by one, then I think we'd be able to achieve this. And this is the only way, possible way, but it is very time consuming. But for the matter of fact, if we achieved, if however or somehow or anyhow we achieved the concept of Dyson sphere and the Dyson sphere became the reality, then we'd be able to achieve literally anything. You know, what all the mega structures are, what all the things are, we'd be do everything and we'd be very, very, very powerful. Actually, literally, we'd be ruling the whole solar system. We'd have the rule of whole solar system. So so everything apart, but this is a very hypothetical and a very nice concept, and how literally fiction, science fiction, helped us bring a concept that was really nice. So this was all about this episode, and I think that this episode would not exceed 7 minutes. So now stay tuned, stay happy, stay safe, and this was the end of this episode. We'd be back with another episode of AstroTech very soon. Stay tuned for season 2 and cosmic update episodes as well. Thank you guys, thank you very much.